Hey guys, welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today I have a special guest on the show. Her name is Celine DaCosta and she is a life coach and I'm really excited to talk to her. She's actually out in Bali right now. How are you, Celine?
I am doing great. Ubud at a beautiful forest here in Ubud at the moment.
That's awesome. Yeah, Bali is such a beautiful place. Really quick, can you let the viewers know maybe a little bit about your story and your backstory and how you came to be living in Bali?
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, I do coaching. I'm a life design and brand story coach. It was not always this way. I actually used to work in corporate New York City in advertising. And I had basically a moment where I broke and decided that I completely needed to change my life. So I spent about a year doing a social experiment, circumnavigating the globe, where I was essentially couch surfing around the world, but never using the website, just leveraging human connection. And from there, I grew a following. I got featured in a few places, and I used that, leveraged that to launch my coaching career, which allows me to essentially work from anywhere in the world. I just need my phone and my computer, and that allows me to travel full time and, yes, spend time in beautiful places like Bali or wherever I feel like going. Hopefully that's a very short version, but hopefully that sums it up.
That's so awesome. Yeah, it's such a great story because I think that a lot of people try, to inspire to travel the world and to live in remote locations like Bali or Thailand and stuff like that. What made you choose staying in Bali over other places?
Well, I don't actually live here, but I do spend it's funny when people ask me, where do you live? I'm like, well, let me tell you how many weeks of the year I spent the most time in. So I would say Bali clocked in 9 weeks this year, which is pretty good. I chose Bali because it's this amazing, amazing, beautiful island, full of nature, very rich in culture and tradition, but also has that aspect of that digital nomad community, co-working spaces. So it's the perfect place for somebody who really wants to work and build their business and go down the entrepreneurial path, but also take a break and go to spend a whole day at an amazing waterfall or spend the weekend diving in paradise. So it's a really nice balance in life.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I really like Bali and I definitely visit a lot too. I'm not exactly sure how much time we spent this last year. I think it's close to the same amount of time though. It feels like maybe because it's been a whole month in May and then 10 days or something in February and then recently another 10, so a couple months. Such a fun island, right? There's so many things you can do. Yeah. all
it's
in one
endless.
It's really amazing.
Yeah, it really packs a punch.
So where else have you spent the last year traveling abroad and living and staying and stuff like that? What are some other places?
Oh my gosh, this year. Let's see. This year I've been to, I just got back from Nepal, wow. Which I don't recommend the internet, but I highly, highly recommend the country. And I was just spent the summer in Scandinavia, Sweden, Norway, Finland, Denmark. I was in Brazil earlier this year. I spent a lot of time in Italy, which is where I'm originally from, in the US. I was in New York for a little bit. And then I spent some time in Latin America earlier this year, traveled through Peru, Bolivia, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Mexico, tons of places in Latin America that are really truly amazing. So it's pretty amazing. I mean, I don't spend enough time to anywhere specifically to classify myself as living anywhere. So I'm technically homeless, but I'm always staying in these really beautiful places around the world and marrying building my business and helping my clients with actually I'm gonna get off this phone call and then I'm in the middle of this gorgeous jungle paradise. So it's a really nice mix of work and play.
That is super, super inspiring. For all the listeners out there, you guys you working a day job, you're in your car right now, you're driving around to your job or back from your job and you're wondering, how the heck can I live a lifestyle like this? I really want to, get out and explore the world more. And like Celine, you can go to all these different places around the world and you can visit, you can enjoy the culture and stuff like that, but you don't necessarily have to actually live there. You can have an online business that you take with you as you go. And that's just the most amazing thing. And so Celine, let's talk about your online business a little bit. How do you help people to figure out what they want to do with their life and how they want to start a business and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it actually starts with your with the brand that you're creating for yourself. So part of my work is brand storytelling. I really help entrepreneurs identify what their story is, their most powerful story is, and essentially how to leverage that story to talk about themselves online, to, you know, to create content, to like get featured on big media, to grow their following. But the thing is, it's never really about the content you're creating or like the messaging. But really when you create, my philosophy is when you create a brand, you identify the best version of who you want to be. And then the work is becoming that person. So it's really an interest. I love my work because it's an interesting mix of like marketing and like branding and basically like how to create a very powerful brand and tell a story that attracts clients, that attracts media opportunities, that attracts work opportunities. But the process of you actually being able to attract those opportunities and becoming a really strong and memorable brand actually requires you to become everything you say you are. So, you know, if one of your things is like authenticity, and that's like, it's like, how do we show through your brand that you're authentic? How do we show through your brand that you're an expert? But it's like, okay, then how do you be actually become the expert? And that is a lot of like mindset work and really understanding like what it is that you want to achieve out of your life. So to give you a quick example, a lot of, you know, some of my clients, it's like, okay, they want to build, they're building their business. And most of them are already on the track and already have an online business. But they are essentially being working 60, 70 hour weeks. They are, you know, feeling incredibly stressed, like feeling incredibly overwhelmed. All they do is content create, and they're not actually like reaching the right people. But then it's like, well, why are you, if you're location independent, if you're running an online business and you're, you know, posting on Instagram about like how amazing it is to like have freedom, why are you not taking advantage of that freedom? That's why your brand's not working. That's why your brand's not sticking, because you're not actually living what you preach. And that's where the life design piece comes in, where it's like, let's create this brand where you are this authority figure. You know, let's say you're a coach, like you're an authority figure in the coaching business. You're talking about like mindset and how amazing you are at it. And now that you're creating this beautiful brand, become it. And it's been really satisfying to see like how immensely my clients grow in and really like grow their business, sell more, and actually like get featured in huge publications and have these huge launches, actually being themselves and expressing themselves authentically, instead of having like this huge facade or this huge like, this is my business, and then like, this is my actual life.
Yeah, right. It can be a big leap there to go from, you know, just having a business to actually being comfortable with like showing your life and kind of making a big deal out of it, and actually like tying that back in with your business and creating a brand out of that. I know for me anyways, I didn't really even like approach that topic subject until I was well into my entrepreneurial years. So being that it is, a lot of the people I think that listen to this podcast are introverts, and they, you know, are doing, you know, drop shipping stores or e-commerce stores because they want to be able to have a business, an online business that they can work from home or travel the world without actually having to be like the face of it and stuff like that. Whereas I think some of them actually do want to do it. They're afraid to do it, or they just, you know, aren't ready for it, whatever. What are some of the obstacles, like biggest obstacles people have to overcome to actually, you know, get this business, kind of a business started, and like, how do they overcome them?
Sure. So the overcoming, well, it's interesting to say that, because the first thing is like that assumption that you have to be the face, or you have to be front and center for you to create a really powerful legacy brand, for you to actually like sell more, attract those opportunities. Like when I say like that branding, it's like, you don't, it doesn't mean you have to be like the Gary Vee or like the Oprah or like the person where you like come out front into the spotlight and you're actually like, hey guys, like this is me, like, you know, buy my product, you know, as you're saying with drop shipping. But if this is your company and this is something you've created, it's part of you, which means your values and your vision need to come through. They absolutely need to come through. So the biggest problem that people have is that they do not, like, essentially when you're building a business, all you're doing, like in the beginning, and this is like part of, it's part of the hustle, it's part of the process. It's like you're figuring out basically how to make more sales. How am I setting this up? What does my marketing look like? What does my accounting look like? Who am I paying and when? What is outsourcing? So you have like this never-ending list of all the things that you need for you to continue creating and growing your business. And what a lot of entrepreneurs completely miss out on is like that foundational piece, which is like, why am I doing this? What do I stand for? And you know, when people look at branding, they're like, oh yeah, like that's my web design, my website design. I got that. I just hired somebody to do my graphic design work. Or like, but like the actual foundation of what makes a business really powerful and memorable is like your why, and you cannot outsource that. Like you, this is the hard part. This is the hard work. It's the self-reflection work of like why you're doing what you do. And at how that's going to come through in your business. And again, it could be that it means like you're going to brand yourself and you're going to be the face of your company and you're going to be like a, you know, a Gary Vee like figure where you're just like, okay, I am the company, like, you know, buy my product, grow my business, like because you love me. But it doesn't, that's not the only recipe for massive success. It's also like, okay, I have like a dropship company. I don't want to be in the front and center. But if you have certain values and you have a vision for like why you're doing what you're doing, then that absolutely needs to come through in your brand as if somebody was speaking to you, even if like there it isn't your face, your company still is like the personality that somebody is interacting with, that needs to completely align with who you are as a person. So again, if you're like an introvert and you're like company, and I'm just kind of riffing here, but like if you have a company and it's all about like, get out there and like explore and talk to everyone, like that's going to be completely misaligned with like who you are as a person, even if like your face isn't showing. So there needs to be like that alignment and that synchronicity between like what your personal like vision is and like what is actually coming through in terms of like what the company is serving and how they're talking about it. But the biggest problem I would say is people do not spend enough time on really pulling out their vision. And by vision, I mean, what are you doing? Who exactly are you doing it for? Like, who are you serving? And what is the transformation that you are providing? Like, why are you waking up every day and even bothering to do any of this? Like, that needs to be crystallized. And it needs to come through in everything that you do, especially your messaging.
I love it. I agree 100%. I think that honestly, if you put yourself and your face and your identity, like your voice into your business, that it makes it more human, and human businesses are businesses people want to do business with for sure. Yeah. So, I mean, when it comes to anything, right? You can do, and this goes for people that want to be coaches and mentors and stuff and sell consulting, but it goes, I would say even more so for people that want to do e-commerce brands, because it can make a much bigger difference there. Because a lot of e-commerce brands don't do this kind of a thing. They steer away from that. They have maybe like a small like founder story in their about page, and that's about it. But I think it's really, really powerful to actually have your founder and the story and maybe the imagery and like the branding all throughout the website and the marketing and just the entire customer experience. I remember back when I was doing my first e-commerce business, I put myself all over the business and I would actually answer phone calls and take emails, and I was selling bicycles online. It wasn't like I was selling, you know, any kind of service or anything. I was just selling bicycles, dropshipping them. But when somebody, people would go to my website, see my face on the about page, and then call and try to ask about a bicycle for sale, and I would actually be the one talking to them, they would be totally blown away. And they could have gone to like any other bike shop out there online and bought a bike from it. But, you know, they're actually talking to the founder on the phone, and I was just making friends with them and building rapport. And it just made the biggest difference. And I honestly think that that was one of the reasons why that company was quite successful, just because, I mean, of all the e-commerce businesses out there, I was probably one of the few that would actually have the founder story on there and answer the phone myself.
Right. And you know what the really cool thing is, that what the experience that you are, that you're describing right now, you can actually replicate that feeling of like, oh my God, he cares. Oh my God. Like he's so like on it, like in touch with this business. Like I really care. You can actually replicate that like human connection, human feeling without you actually being on picking up the phone. And that's even that, this is what the art of branding and storytelling really is. It's just like, yeah, like now that you can pick up the phone and be, you know, have that like human touch, you can, but then as your business grows and you scale more, it's like, how do I continue making someone be like, oh my God, Trevor like cares. Like he really is here, without you like actually being there. Because obviously when you're scaling, it becomes unsustainable at a certain point. And that's really why it's so important, because your vision is that was like that sense of like, I want them to have that human touch. I want them to feel like they're taken care of, like they're cared for. And you can translate that into like how your About Me page looks like, how your Instagram looks like, and even bigger than that, like your website, the sort of like videos that you create, the sort of like ways that you express yourself, that even though somebody will have never talked to you, like actually gotten on you on the phone, they feel that same, like a very similar emotion and closest to you as they would have when you are actually picking up the phone and talking to them.
And how does somebody go about doing that? Like figuring out how to create that same brand feeling without actually being the face of the brand, or at least when scaling, you know?
So, as I mentioned before, like the first step is really being like identifying your vision, which is like, why am I doing this? Because when you actually go about crafting messaging, or like presenting yourself online, you actually understand like where it's coming from. So like, you know, to give you an example, like of my vision, like my why is I want to really help people create powerful stories about themselves, because I believe that is the key to somebody actually being able to improve, like design their life and business, is like, what is the story that you're telling yourself internally actually changes your external life. And I believe it. Why? Because I lived it myself, and it's like what the work I do with my clients. So when I go about like creating content, the first step is like, you know, what is your vision? The second step is like, what are your core values? Because when you are talking, for example, if your core value, which is also one of mine, is what I'm hearing is like that human connection component, then, and you like go about creating a product or that doesn't like actually have any level of human connection, then you're creating something that goes against your values, and nobody's ever going to resonate with that. So even things like, you know, I personally, my core values is something like, one of my core values is core human connection. Another core value of mine is self-discovery. Another core value of mine is life design. So if you actually go through and look at the articles I've been featured in, you look at any of my like social media posts, any of my messaging, you'll see that it will be like a story about somebody that I met on the subway and like what they taught me about like empowerment. Or it will be like an article about like how you can use leverage like storytelling to build like a better business. Or it will be like a piece on how me spending 3 weeks or like 10 days in a silent meditation retreat actually helped me like clear my mind, which helped me make better decisions in my life and business. So you want to, what a lot of people do is that they talk, and they're like, oh yeah, I got featured, I was like in 100 publications, or like I write for all these things, or like I helped this client make $60,000 in like 1 week, which is great. They're like, these are all like things that are positioning you as an expert, but you have to balance that with like helping people feel, not just like, it's the whole like show don't tell. So if you're gonna like in your company, you're gonna like talk about I don't know, like what is an example, like with like the bicycle company, if you're gonna like talk about how great it is to ride a bike and like how important it is for you to like, get around, like it's so important, as opposed to like you actually showing me, like one of the many channels would be Instagram, like you going on like dope adventures like with your bicycle like all around like Bali, then I'm just like, whoa, that's so cool, like, you know what I mean? So I feel, rather than just need to hear like the data points of like why you're great.
100%. That is so awesome. And you guys just understand that it's really key to like build personality into your business. And there's so many ways you can do it without having to make it actually your own personality. You can use the personality of your target and ideal customer base. So like Celine was saying, if you wanted to make a story on your social media post to help sell your products, and it's a story about like your ideal customer living the ideal lifestyle that your product solves, that totally makes sense. You can build that into blog posts. You can build that into social media posts. You can build that into YouTube videos. You can build that even into your product pages. And that's where I highly recommend doing it, is actually your product pages for e-commerce, because your product pages are where you're actually going to be describing how that product solves a problem. So understand that if your product is solving a lifestyle need or something like that, or some kind of a desire, that you can link to different things in your website, like a blog post that talks about how you're able to, you know, for a bicycle example, how you're able to lose weight or something like that by riding across the country or something like that, or how your target customer was able to do that. And even on your about page, if you don't want to talk about yourself, you know, it's fine, but you have to talk about somebody that's related to your niche. So talk about, you know, your ideal target customer and how they were able to solve their problem or fulfill their desire or something like that. You know, these things are super important. I teach everybody, you know, you have to beef up your about page and you have to tell stories on social media. And I don't know if you guys haven't read Gary Vaynerchuk's Jab, 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 Right Hook. I think it's a really important book to read and understand about how social media storytelling can help build brand awareness. What other resources would you recommend, Celine, of course, besides your website and blog? And by the way, let's talk about that. What's your website and blog people can look you up at, find?
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is CelineDaCosta.com. Simple. It's CelineDaCosta. And there I have a blog which is full of articles. So I write for Forbes and a few other publications, and essentially like I republish any like really important article in my blog, where you can really find pieces about how storytelling can help you build your business, how to actually create your brand story. And also, Trevor, if you're interested, I also have a PDF that I can offer to anyone listening for free, which is like Create Your Six-Figure Brand Story, which actually walks you through like little exercises of how you can identify that vision and the three core values, and actually even get even deeper than that. So you can start actually creating a framework for your brand story and how you can start to implement it in your messaging. So there's tons of resources on how you can really create your story. And not only that, how you can use it as a tool for healing and for self-growth, because again, it's not just about like, let me get the best possible message out there and like make everybody love me. It's not just like that. It's like, how do I actually step into that person that I want people to perceive me as and help people see me as, and that I would like to become. So it's a really like on higher superficial levels, like how do I make my product better? How do I sell more of my business? Like how do I make this brand like really powerful and strong? And then from a deeper level, it's like, how do I become the person that, you know, I want everybody to be attracted to?
Yeah, that's awesome. I think the attraction part is really important, because if you become who you are and you attract, then you will attract what you want. It's kind of like magnetism, and it's an interesting thing. You guys, if you haven't seen Celine's website, go check it out. She's got a great blog, like she's saying. She does have a free resource on the sidebar of the blog, Learn How to Create Your Six-Figure Brand Story. So sign up for that. And yeah, she's got some blog posts, how to scale to a successful seven-figure business without sacrificing your happiness, how to design your dream life and travel the world. How Finnish culture can teach you to design your life, which is a great example of what you're talking about. Like, you know, you have some great backstory and stuff like that, and now you're helping tie that into your brand story and how you help your customers. And so you guys, you can look at her blog and take some great examples and notes from there and case study her work. And, you know, just understand that like this stuff is really, really key to building a long-term sustainable business. And yeah, do you have anything else to add, Celine, about how people can grow their business with branding?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it really just boils down to identify your vision and then just start telling stories that basically back that vision up. And again, because it's your vision, it's something you're really passionate about and like the sort of impact you want to create in the world, it's going to be like, okay, how do the stories, like what are sort of stories actually come around that vision? And then the last piece, step number three, is actually making it strategic so that it's working for you, as opposed to you just telling a bunch of stories randomly, which is like what human connection is and what you do with your friends and family. But then the third piece component of it is like, how do I actually start telling these stories that are centered around my business, around my brand, and actually make them pointed so they're offering like my audience value, and also like so that there's some sort of CTA at the end and it's actually funneling back into like supporting my business.
That's awesome. So you guys can find Celine. She's on Instagram at Celine DaCosta. Again, CelineDaCosta. She's traveling the world, so definitely go give her a follow and enjoy looking at her Bali posts right now, because they are pretty awesome. And she's also on Facebook. You can find her there. And of course, CelineDaCosta.com. Thanks so much for being on the podcast, Celine. It was really fun talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.